they live in you.
Minutes after 1 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. and I have the wrong mic. Now I have the right mic, and this is still Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. and you're listening to Soft Up, since the show that's more than a chair on top. And so it's the birthday hour. You know what to do. Tell me who's celebrating a birthday today. It's the 11th of January, this month of the most holy name of Jesus. And the lines are open, 011-452-7115, SMS line 41809. And you can also email me, and the email address is Khanya, K-H-A-N-Y-A, at radioveritas.co.za. 41809 is the SMS line, the number in the studio, 011-452-7115. 11th of January, whose birthday is it? Let me know. And let's call them and surprise them. Hello, Meti Sezo.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
I'm great, thank you. I believe you celebrated your birthday yesterday on the feast of the baptism of our Lord.
Yes.
How young do you feel now?
Sorry?
How young do you feel now?
I am okay.
How young do you feel?
Oh, I'm not young anymore. I'm getting old.
What is old, Meti Sezo? What is old? Meti Sezo.
Hello?
When you say old, what do you mean?
I mean that the years have gone, man. 49 years, I'm no longer a young woman.
49, eh?
Yes.
If you say 49 is old, what is 79? Mamti says, oh, I have a message for you. By the way, you're live on Radio Veritas.
What?
You are live on the radio.
Okay.
And I have a message for you. Listen to it. This is what this guy has to say.
Mamti says, I'd like to wish you a happy belated birthday yesterday. May the Lord bless you. Can I touch him on about the day which was a baptism match, so may the baptism also saving you.
2-1.
Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yip, yip.
Hooray.
So who's that, Mamti Sedzo?
Is it Tabiso?
It is Tabiso, yes.
No, thank you, son. Thank you very much.
And Tabiso said,
thank you.
So he said, now when I say to you, hip hip, when are you will say?
Hooray.
Mamti said, so you have a great day. And what song do I play you today on your birthday?
I didn't plan anything, but I got a surprise from the friend. He took me to the, to make a pie for me.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yes.
And what hymn, what song would you like me to play for you today?
I'm not good in that, but if you can, I don't know, you'll have one, any song.
By?
Song from, anyone from Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, okay, so
yes.
Anything by Peter Gabriel. Okay, let's see what we can find by Peter Gabriel, and I will definitely do that for you. In fact, it's Peter Gabriel's song, but it's not being performed by him here, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You'll still equally enjoy it.
Okay.
And it's Don't Give Up.
Okay, but I'm at work, I can't hear it.
It's okay.
I don't have a radio yet.
You see, now you know that next time you need to bring a radio to work.
Okay,
Matty said so.
Okay.
And so we say hip hip, and again you say, have a great one, meh.
Thank you very much, thank you.
And so especially for Matty Sedzo from Stabiso, Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up, Herbie Hancock, John Legend, and Pink.
In this proud land we grew up strong, we were wanted all along. I was taught to fight, taught to win, I never thought I could fail. No fight left or so it deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet. Don't give up, I know you can make it.
A song going out to Metise and a song that speaks also to those that haven't made it for their matric exams. And the message is quite clear. Do not give up. Make sure that you go back and just try again. Dust yourself off and try again, and it will definitely pay off. Hello, Asi. Asi.
Yeah.
How's it?
Shabula.
Walo, kaman ke khanya mo Radio Veritas. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Kudimang ke khanya mo Radio Veritas.
Yeah.
O tswara 20 mang today mfethu.
Ke tswara 44.
Ai bo, isin 24.
Ah, isin 24.
O sho mfethu.
Yeah, ke tsofetsa ke le so.
How le so tsofetsi ne?
Yeah.
And then mplela ha ke na le 79 ke e sa le botsofadi eo kapa ke
o khudila wa tsofadi.
Oh, okay. Mamela a se ke na le message for wena ne.
O na le
message?
Yeah.
Ere hi khanya, happy birthday to Asi. May God bless you and grant you all your wishes. May you enjoy your day today.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, live on Radio Veritas station Zamakato League.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm glad to know that.
So, any idea or this message to Homang?
Any idea or
message o kemang and romele a romeletseng one?
I have no idea.
Okay, you know what? Kemang the first person at la mokelelong ya hao?
Elizabeth Moko.
Okay, I see Elizabeth Kabamang.
I can't think of any other person.
Okay, ena eretswa ko tsidi Meyerton.
Ko tsidi.
Eh, tsidi ko Meyerton.
Oh. Ja mona tsi.
Wa mona.
Yeah.
O batla reng ho yena fela?
Ke batla gore mo yena ke lebogile go menagane for that sweet message.
And then Arikira Huena, happy birthday, dear RC.
Kale Mukhautian.
Arikira, hip hip, when out, Lori.
Ure!
Obel Satilim Nat in that.
Hey, Kale Mukhabrahan.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
So there we are, RC celebrating his birthday today. And he says, well, this is me. And Kitsofeti, he says. And he says, when you're 79, you are old. Awatsofala. What is the difference? No idea. Let's quickly try and get in touch with Nontlanhla Ndabula. Let's see what she's up to.
Hello.
Hi, Nontlanhla. How are you today?
I'm
fine, thank you. Happy birthday to you.
Ah, thank you.
You are how old today?
I'm 18 years old.
Are you 18? Are you sure, Nontlanhla?
Yes, I am.
And what in the world do you do?
Sorry?
What in the world do you do?
Studying.
What do you do?
I'm studying.
Okay, what are you studying?
Accounting.
Accounting, uh-huh. Where?
At Masthalisane.
Oh, Masthalisane.
Yes.
Where is that?
Vosloorus.
Oh, in Vosloorus. Ah, here in Johannesburg. Oh, nice. And how are you celebrating your birthday then?
Sorry?
How are you celebrating your 18th birthday?
I'm sitting at home chilling.
Oh, okay. And what does it mean actually being 18 in your life so far?
It's meant to be responsible and study hard.
And who told you this?
My family.
Your family.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if I told you that you're live on the radio now, what would you say, Nontlanhla?
I'll cry.
Okay, so don't cry, because I'm going to ask you who you think put you on the radio. Who put you on Radio Veritas today? Any idea?
My mom, Kimbon Nabul.
Okay, you think it could be your mom? If it's not your mom, who could it be?
My father.
Okay, if it's not your father, who could it be?
My
Thanda.
Well, listen to this.
Ngithanda ukuthi kuye uNkulunkulu amenze kahle njengoba ngimkhulisele enkonzweni ewumntana kaMaria. uNkulunkulu aze amuphe ibusiso ibuya kumamkhulu wakhe uJohana Mdabula. Inamba yakhe.
Okay, ma'am, before inamba ma masimculele. 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Nontanta. Happy birthday to you.
Yip, yip.
Hooray.
So, Nontanta, what do you want to say to Granny?
Yo, I want to say thank you very much. Yo. Yo.
So now,
so special right now.
Oh yes, you are. And when we say hip hip to you today, you say.
Oh.
And Nontanta,
well, thank you very much.
What song do I play you today?
Sorry.
What song can I play you today?
Adele, hello.
Adele, hello. Oh, but it's your caller tune. You still want it? Okay, we'll definitely try and find that one for you.
Okay, any song from Catholic Church.
Oh, any song from the Catholic Church. So either, yes. Adele or a hymn from the church. Okay.
Yes.
We'll definitely find something for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so once again we say hip hip and you say... Have a great one, Nontanta.
Thank you.
And I hope you pass that accounting.
Yes, I will.
Sharp, sharp.
Bye.
Oh, Tate, oh, Batsware.
House and Mary's, and they come from Potchefstroom. Hello, I don't know what your name is, but I must tell you that I received your I received an SMS specially for you today, and it says, to my lovely, adorable sister on her day that the Lord has made, happy, happy birthday, my sister. May the good Lord bless you and enrich you abundantly. I thank the good Lord for the gift of life he has given us and a hard-working instrument. And so, happy birthday. Yep, yep. All right. And this message comes from Peter Papi in Rustenburg via Khanya Ditabe on Radio Veritas, live on the radio. Have a great one. So that's a message that we were sending there to Peter Papi's sister, who's not picking up her phone. Auba Tung. Let's see if we can raise Father Joe Matsau as he celebrates today. And let's see what he is up to. He is, of course, at BIB. That's Blessed Isidore Bakanja and Protea North. That's, of course, the Good Shepherd Parish. Father. Hello, Father Joe. Khanya from Radio Veritas. Albertung, you're not picking up your phone. And I wanted to find out how you're celebrating your birthday today, Father. And in fact, I received an SMS here that says, I'd like to wish Father Joe Matsau a happy birthday and God's blessings. And it's a hume ansina. And so, Father Joe, really happy birthday, dear Father. Happy birthday to you. Everybody, yip, yip. Hooray. Yip, yip. Hooray. And we really hope, Father, it's a great day for you. And hopefully you are spending it nice and relaxed and not working too hard. Father Joe Matsau from Protea Glen and Protea North, thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down. As I went down in the river to pray,
Exactly 20 minutes to 2 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And, of course, a beautiful song there, Alison Krauss, Down to the River to Pray, here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. And so many people celebrating today. We're also celebrating with somebody who's just celebrated, well, who's just turned 50, I should say. And this was, of course, yesterday. And
Hello.
It's
me again, Pulani, ne?
Yeah, me.
It's 7072551.
Uh-huh.
4848.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, welcome, just bye.
And we are trying to make a call there, and we took a call. As okay, so am I going to get a line here or not? Let's see if I'll be able to get a line. No, I'm not able to get a line. Hello? Okay. There we are. Now I can get a line. And let's see where this takes us. Agatha is her name, and she's 50. Hello, Mom Agatha. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm great, thank you. Happy 50th.
Thank you.
And you turned 50 yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
On the baptism of our Lord.
Yes.
How did you celebrate?
I went to church. Can you call me in 30 minutes time? I'm still in consultation with some people.
No. Okay, listen to this, because I won't be able to call in 30 minutes time. Listen to this. I have an SMS for you, live on Radio Veritas. And it says, please wish my aunt a happy belated birthday. She celebrated her 50th yesterday. She goes by the name of Agatha. May the dear Lord bless her and increase her faith.
And from my nephew, Mbochoen, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, you know him so well.
Yes. Thank you very much. Anything else? It was only yesterday, and I went. When we talked about the baptismal water, then that was what it, the priest was preached about yesterday.
Oh, yes.
So I read the two.
And you know what Mpo said?
Yes.
He said, when I say to you, hip, hip, you will say,
hooray!
Ralevo me Agatha.
Ralevo, 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 I hope.
I wonder not have an kerekeng.
No, well, you know, when I grew up, we were forced to go to church, and if you don't go, you don't eat Sunday lunch. But now that I'm staying in my own house, I have my own freedom. That is why sometimes I feel like not going.
I was on a threat.
Yes, I was on a threat. So what about now? I feel sometimes I make a regular kid as a parent, because I have a small child whom I'm the role model to. And if next I regular kid, I make a ruta in one.
Get hold of Alolin. Ralebo wa me Agatha.
Ralebo, haki wale man.
Ke khanya mo Radio Veritas.
Okay, hula bukana pata khanya mo Radio Veritas. Yana ne rata ki mama anka.
Oh yes, and say hi to the people ba o consulta over consultela.
Yes, no, that's my regards.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And it's 2:15 here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top, with me, Khanya Ditabe.
Magdalene Morekure, Le Mametse, Radio Veritas.
Aha. And I know that Lolo also celebrates her birthday today, so we're going to quickly get in touch with her. She is, I think, somewhere in Johannesburg. Let's see where this takes us. This is Lolo Gugu. And let's see.
Hello.
Lolo.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
You sound very happy. What's going on?
I'm always like this.
Every day. Are you always like this, Lolo?
Ebo.
Is it normally in the morning, in the afternoon, at night? Or are you like this all day, every day?
I'm a woman, eh?
Uh-huh.
I'm a woman. I'm sure it goes with the days.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not true then that it's every day. Okay, that's fine. How young are you now, Lolo?
Oh, around about 20-something, am I? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, 20-something, early or late?
Maybe late Nyana or early Nyana somewhere.
This is Khanya from Radio Veritas, and you haven't even told me any truth so far, even though we are on Radio Truth, you know?
My Lord. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And compliments, by the way.
Thank you so much.
And so I want to find out then what the highlights have been so far in your life.
Oh, you know, I've had such great moments that I cherish with my family and friends. But most importantly, I have my beautiful kids from a village called Dihatwane in Mafikeng, mm-hmm. are very close to my heart, that I'm taking care of. And, you know, basically it's just having that purpose and saying, you know, I have this and I'll be able to share it with the people that I live.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. And so any idea who told me about your birthday?
Of course, it can only be one person in this whole wild world. And that's my sister. It can only be her.
Well, let's see if you might be right. Listen to this.
God to bless and shower her with all her desires for 2016. And she needs to know that we love her very much as a sister from myself and family.
And are we going to sing 3, 2, 1?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Lolo.
No. Happy birthday to you.
Yippee!
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
So,
so when last did you hear Pulani sing? And that's not all. She said, when I say now to you, hip hip, you will say,
hooray!
Hooray! So, Auslolo, may you have a great day, and I hope to speak to you soon when you turn 60.
Oh, definitely. That will not be too long, eh?
Of course.
Thank you so much. Be blessed, eh?
Have a great one. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And 10 minutes to 2 o'clock is the time. You're listening to Radio Veritas, your only Catholic radio station in South Africa. If we can make a call, we take a call. Hello, you're live on the radio.
Hello,
is this Teresa?
Yes.
Hi, Teresa. Wow, nice to hear from you.
You too.
Oh, great. And what have you been up to?
No, we were just planning to receive fire cake for my brother because it's his birthday. And he's turning 18 and I would like to wish him a happy birthday. And may God grant him and may he keep doing his work. And I would like to also say congratulations to him because he passed his matric and now he is going to practice for priesthood.
Oh, great, Teresa. And are we going to sing for him? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Benedict. Happy birthday to you.
Yip, yip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
And Hannah, I would like to give him a verse.
Uh-huh.
It's John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And he must know that God is with him, and he must believe that he is our Savior and King of Kings.
And so we say, yip, yip!
Hooray!
Coventry Chorale, God So Loved the World, message that comes from Teresa, especially for Benedict. Let's see if we can raise Benedict.
Hello?
Hi, Benedict.
Yes?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you. This is Khanya from Radio Veritas.
Oh.
And I have a message for you. Any idea who it might be from? Benedict?
Seriously, I'm not sure. Maybe my mother.
Maybe your mother.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Okay.
I'm turning 18 and I would like to wish you a happy birthday. And may God grant him, and may he keep doing his work. And I would like to also say congratulations to him, because he passed his matric, and now he is going to practice for priesthood.
Oh, great. Oh, great, Teresa. And are we going to sing for him? 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Benedict. Happy birthday to you.
Yip, yip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
And Hanya, I'd like to give him a verse.
Uh-huh.
It's John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And he must know that God is with him, and he must believe that he is our Savior and King of Kings.
And so we say, yip, yip.
Hooray.
Benedict, what do you want to say to Teresa?
I would just like to say thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And yeah, I think that's it.
Nice.
Thank you very much. It just made my day.
So where are you going? What's the first step now for you, Benedict?
Do you mean like for my birthday?
No. Now for priesthood.
Oh yeah, I am going to the, what you call this, the seminary and something like that. Oh, they told me about the seminary school or something like that. So I'm gonna start from there.
Okay, where?
I'm not sure where yet.
Oh, okay. And are you joining
Excuse me?
Are you joining the Johannesburg Diocese? Are you joining a religious order?
Yes.
Which religious order?
Honestly speaking, I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you haven't decided it? Oh, okay, okay.
Yes.
Now I see.
I'm still undecided. I'll just, God will lead me. He will show me which religious order to take.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, Benedict, we congratulate you on that, and we wish you luck. It's going to be a long journey, but we know that you're going to travel it safely and wisely. So we say hip hip, and you say
hooray.
You have a great one. God bless, Dad.
God bless you, Hanya.
Bye, Hanya.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Ma Cecilia Amaria Mabasoto Modimo Oratide Lefati. Major Kilipinka, thank you very much for your message. Happy 2016 to you, me. It's really great to hear from you.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
In your news at 2, a very good afternoon. I am Mahadi Buthelezi. Pope's new book out tomorrow and University of Johannesburg pledges to assist poorer students. Good afternoon. A new book by Pope Francis is being published in 20 languages and will be released tomorrow. The book is called The Name of God is Mercy and is the result of an interview in July last year between the Pope and Italian journalist Andrea Tonielli. Tonielli says in the foreword that he wanted to ask the Holy Father questions on the themes of mercy and forgiveness to analyze what those words mean to him as a man and a priest in the context of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Throughout the 99 pages of the interview, broken into 9 interconnected parts in the book, the pontiff speaks expansively about how he understands mercy. He also responds at several points to those who say he has focused too much on mercy and offers a clear vision of how the church should act in the future. He has strong words for those who prefer the letter of the law to the law of love and of mercy. In the interview, the Holy Father shares his own personal encounters with God's mercy and also explains what he means when he says about homosexual people, "Who am I to judge?" Pope Francis delivered an address to the corps of diplomats accredited to the Holy See early this morning during the course of his traditional exchange of New Year's greetings with the diplomats at the Apostolic Palace in the Vatican. In his prepared remarks, the Holy Father reassured the diplomats that the Holy See will never cease its efforts to enable the message of peace to be heard to the ends of the world. He reiterated the complete readiness of the Secretariat of State to cooperate with the diplomats in favoring constant dialogue between the Apostolic See and the countries which they represent for the benefit of the entire international community. Finishing off his remarks, the Holy Father said he hoped that this Jubilee year will be a favorable occasion for the cold indifference of so many hearts to be won over by the warmth of mercy, that precious gift of God which turns fear into love and makes us artisans of peace. Francesca Sciacqui, the Italian publicist charged with leaking Vatican documents, has said that her co-defendant, Monsignor Lucio Valerio Balda, was the one responsible for giving the confidential documents to journalists. She told a press conference that she had introduced Monsignor Balda to the two journalists who eventually wrote books based on the leaked documents, but has insisted that there was never any agreement to pass them private papers. Monsignor Balda took that step on his own initiative, she added, saying Monsignor Balda was motivated by a desire to show that reform had not been put into practice. Sciacqui had said that she expected to be convicted by a Vatican tribunal, although she continues to assert her innocence. The Sowetan has reported that the University of Johannesburg yesterday pledged to assist students who struggle with tuition costs, but warned that registration and student fees must be paid by those who can afford to do so. The institution said in a statement that with the exemption of students who qualified for aid from the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, all students would be required to pay registration and student fees. Support would also be provided to those who struggled with costs via the university's SRC Trust Fund. The institution says this has increased significantly for 2016 to accommodate up to 15,000 students, 3 times the number in past years, who cannot afford to pay their registrations. The university said students in debt must make payment arrangements. UJ has also warned that no disruptions to the start of the academic year would be allowed. Taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 18.04 to the dollar, 24.10 to the pound, and 18.04 to the euro. On to your commodities, gold is trading at $1,103.50 an ounce, and Brent crude oil is trading at $32.70 a barrel. Recapping your top stories for this hour, Pope's new book out tomorrow, and University of Johannesburg pledges to assist poorer students. For Radio Veritas News, I am Mahadi Buthelezi.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Home.
especially for Nonhlanhla Ndebula, celebrating her birthday. A message that came from her grandmother, Johanna. Hello, Nonhlanhla, and a happy birthday to you.
Pope Francis initiated a year of mercy with the theme, Merciful Like the Father. The Family Year Planner for 2016 has as its overall theme, the Year of Mercy and the Family, building homes of merciful love. Every month there is a family-related theme, so see, read and share on the reflections on all of those themes. The calendars, well, for bulk prices, are only 350 Rand for 100 calendars. Individual selling price, 5 Rand each. Visit www.marfam.org.za, 082-552-1275. Email me on info@marfam.org.za. It's worth it to be merciful like the Father.
St. Augustine College, South Africa's only Catholic institution of higher education.
Visit saintaugustine.ac.za and find out more about our offerings.
Our mission is to educate ethical leaders for Africa.
12 minutes after 2 o'clock, Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And so, time for our fun quiz for this hour. A very easy question for you this afternoon. The number to dial, 011-452-7115. That's 011-452-7115. Now, listen to this. It has a heart that never beats. It has a home, but it never sleeps. It can take a man's house and build another's. It loves to play games with many brothers. It's a king among fools. What am I talking about here? It has a heart that never sleeps. It has a home but never sleeps. It has a heart that never beats. It has a home but never sleeps. It can take a man's house and build another. It loves to play games with many brothers, and it's a king among fools. What am I talking about here? 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. It has a heart that never beats, a home that never sleeps, or a home but never sleeps. It can take a man's house and build another's, and it loves to play games with its many brothers. It has a king, or it's a king among fools. What am I talking about here? 011-452-7115.
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news, for a change.
And so let's go to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, Babu Kanya, kunjani?
Siyaphila, kunjani, ma?
Ngikhona intuthwana.
Intuthwana.
Yebo.
I'm afraid, Mam Johanna.
Oh,
Mam Twagai. Happy New Year, Mam Twagai. I'm still afraid, okay. Ma.
Okay.
Thank you, Ma.
Okay.
So, it has a heart that never beats. It has a home that never sleeps. It can take a man's house and build another's. It loves to play games with its many brothers. It's a king among fools. And Mamam Twagai says it's an ant. And I say, Into Twane, I say no. What could it be? 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial. And while you think about that, do remember we're going to Benedict Daswa once again on his feast day, the 1st of February. That's when his feast day is. It will be a Monday. But there's a whole pilgrimage program that starts on Saturday, the 30th of January. As on Saturday, you can take a tour of the Daswa interest sites. You can go to his parish, his place of stoning, the place where he gave that man a lift, the man who had a bag of mealie meal or of mealies. And you can actually even get to meet that man. And all that will be on Saturday, the 30th of January. On Sunday, the 31st, there'll be a mass at Our Lady of Assumption Parish in Nueli. That's that small parish. If you've been to Venda, you will know where that parish is. And just across from that parish is the school where he taught. And so you'll get to visit the school as well. Just after that mass at 10 o'clock on that Sunday, the 31st of January. Let's go to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio. Father Thabang Mang.
Sergio Thabang, St. Francis Xavier.
Oh, Father Sergio. Oh, okay. O batla reng ho yena fela ntate?
Ke re ntate ana tsone pele ha lo, a tsone pele ha ntse botsebetse go wa modimo wa tsa wetsa le di nkutsaetse re gona nkutsaetse tsa tsa di tshwere hantle tsone pele modimo wa mfe matla. Ke mo laka le tsantsa tsile mna pele ka jeko. Ke ma ke ma ke mo ma phuthe ya hai di masipa.
A o ra le bo ntate masipa.
Eh ya papa, le le nna tsile mna a.
Lo yena fela jwalo ntate.
Okay.
Tobela. And so that's Ntate Masipa, who wants to wish Father Sergio a happy birthday, the parish of St. Francis Xavier in the Vaal. Thank you very much, Ntate. And of course, we're still taking your calls, 011-452-7115. It has a heart that never beats. It has a home but never sleeps. It can take a man's house and build another's. It loves to play games with its many brothers. It's a king among fools. What am I talking about here? So I was still telling you about the Blessed Benedict Daswa and what will be happening. And so that's what it is. As on the 31st of January, Mass at 10. And then lunch at between 12 and 1. And then at 1 p.m., of course, you pray the novena. It will be the last day of the novena to Benedict Daswa. And then between 2 and 4, there'll be service of reconciliation with individual confessions and so on. On the feast day itself, on Monday, the 1st of February, the feast of Blessed Benedict Daswa, it all happens at Chitanini, that beatification site. Mass will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then before that, there'll be veneration of Blessed Benedict Daswa's relics, and that will be at, as I say, at Blessed Benedict Daswa's beatification site. And then from 11 to 1, veneration of relics. For more information, speak to Mahadi Buthelezi here at Radio Veritas, 011-663-4700. That's 011-663-4700. You can also email her, Mahadi, M-A-H-A-D-I, at radioveritas.co.za.
Oh,
Rain Dance, that's what it's called. Adiemus here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. And so we continue to say happy birthday to Father Sergio. Father Thabang Mang.
Sergio Thabang, St. Francis Xavier.
Oh, Father Sergio.
Hey,
oh, yes. Okay. O batla reng ho yena fela ntate?
Ke re ntate a tswele pele ha lo a tswele pele ha ntse mosebetsi go wa modimo wa tsa wetsa le di nkutsa tse re gona nkutsa tse tsa di tshwere ha ntse tswele pele modimo wa mfe matla. Ke mo laka le tsantsa tse le mna tla ka seko. Ke ma ke ma ke mo ma phuthe ya hai masipa.
A o ra le bo ntate masipa.
Eh ya papa, le le nna tsa le mna.
Lo yena fela jwalo ntate.
Okay.
Thobela
Kinaye
insurance needs covered. Knight's Insurance Brokers has been assisting the Catholic Church since 1987, offering advice, insurance, health, and service. To learn more about our variety of affordable insurance products and benefits, from life to car and funeral cover, contact us on 011-452-9135 or visit www.knightsinsurance.co.za. Knight's Insurance Brokers, the leading Catholic insurance brokerage in Southern Africa.
The Holy Mass
is the pinnacle of Catholic worship. We invite you to join us every day at noon for Holy Hour, when we will place your intentions sent by phone, email or SMS on the altar during the live celebration of the Eucharist. Holy Hour, your peaceful oasis of prayer in the midst of the daily rush.
Join me, Father Smido Mngadi, every Thursday morning from 10 to 11 on Focus on the Conference, the show where we discuss the works of the Bishops' Conference.
On Soft Options, the show that's more than a chore on top, with me, Khanya Ditabe. And so, of course, we now join his name is Professor Douglas Evan, as we continue to celebrate the life of Archbishop Dennis Haley. This is Truth to Power, and of course, today is chapter 8. We still continue on chapter 8, and it's part 5 of that.
Radio Veritas presents Dennis Hurley, Truth to Power, written by Paddy Carney and read by Professor Douglas Irvin. Chapter 8, Part 5.
Many objectors, across the denominational spectrum, fearful of the course they were embarking upon and needing support, had meetings with Hurley. Charles Yates was one of them. Yates remembered being drawn into a great love for the tall man, who beamed at me kindly from behind his thick-framed spectacles and calmed my sense of fear. Over the years, Yates drew courage and strength from Hurley's counsel. Hurley had said little more to him than that Christians have a duty to follow their conscience, and that there is a more important duty than obedience to the state. "I found that very reassuring," said Yates, "because it was the truth I had worked out for myself, but which few leaders of the time were actually saying publicly." Yates chose to go abroad for a period of study, but his conscience pulled him back home, where he was prepared to face trial before a military tribunal for his Christian pacifism. He told the tribunal that his objection to the South African war was that it was avoidable by negotiation. He argued that there was a civil war in South Africa and that South Africa's presence in Namibia was illegal. Dennis Hurley was among those who gave evidence. He said that the Church should not involve itself in politics in the narrow sense of party politics. Because it promoted moral values, however, it was inevitably involved in politics in the broadest sense. In questions of conscience involving moral law, the Christian had an obligation to choose church before state. He stressed that although Christ's teachings were thoroughly in favour of non-violence, the human instinct was for self-preservation and self-defence. The Church had compromised itself in accepting this position, and had found a way of accommodating violent self-defense to the teachings of Christ. As a result, he believed, the Church had failed to live the law of love and non-violence. Pacifists, however, played a prophetic role towards the Church, reminding it of Jesus' message, which was strongly non-violent. Though Hurley conceded that the government had a right to decide whether to defend a country with force of arms, he added that an individual could differ from this view and follow the higher ideal of the teachings of Christ. That, he said, was why he admired the stand taken by the accused in this court some of the greatest progress in human history has come from individuals who felt they could not bring themselves to accept laws that conflicted with their consciences. The president of the court-martial, Colonel P.J. de Klerk, asked Hurley whether he agreed with Yeats that apartheid was morally indefensible. Hurley responded, "In the light of how apartheid has worked out in the last 30 years, I would consider his judgment that apartheid is indefensible to be the judgment of an informed conscience." Having given his evidence on the second day of Yeats's trial, Hurley chose to stay on for a third day when the verdict and sentence would be given. It was clear that the verdict would be guilty and the sentence severe, so he wanted to support Yeats at this difficult moment. Yeats reported, "Again, the force of his being there was to bring calm, to keep back the fear. In an earlier recess, he said to me that he had asked the sisters at the convent where he was staying to pray, and that when the sisters get praying, no earthly power need be feared. His humour and their prayers were enough to help me meet the first moments of captivity when it came, after which the rest could be endured." As before, and as he had done for so many others, he was able to still the storm of apartheid then raging about me and to impart the courage to go on. Hurley's support for conscientious objection, as shown in his dramatic call of 1974, and his support for individual objectors, earned him a sackful of hate mail, as Yeats put it. It struck at the heart of the minority white population's fear for their security in a post-apartheid South Africa, and resulted in Hurley being vilified by conservative groupings in church and state. Hurley, however, remained resolute in his defence of conscientious objectors and in his belief that their witness was one of the most significant ways of making peace in Southern Africa. He readily lent his name to a statement by 9 top church leaders who expressed their concern that Yeats had been sentenced to 12 months in detention barracks. These leaders, who included the national heads of the Anglican, Catholic, Congregational, Methodist, and Presbyterian churches, urged the government to provide alternative forms of non-military service for the many young men facing the same dilemma as Yeats. Just over a year later, Hurley praised a young high school teacher, Neil Mitchell, the first Catholic objector to be sentenced to 1 year in detention barracks. In a media statement, he spoke of Mitchell having joined the select band of conscientious objectors who are prepared to pay a heavy price for their adherence to the noblest ideals of non-violence. All honour to him. In a letter to Mitchell, Hurley thanked him for his splendid witness and promised that he would be mentioned in prayers and discussions at the bishop's conference. The Conscientious Objector Support Group came into being in the early 1980s to campaign for a more just deal for objectors. As the number of young men opposed to taking part in an apartheid war grew steadily in the early 1980s, the End Conscription campaign was established with a bolder and more radical objective, as its name suggests. This, too, drew Hurley's support. Speaking at an End Conscription campaign festival held at Wits University in June 1985, Hurley outlined how the South African military effort was linked to injustice. "A huge military effort has to be mounted in Namibia to contain guerrilla activity. A vast system of security has to be arranged to guard against sabotage. Even at a time when South Africa is in grave danger of incurring economic sanctions, it is felt necessary to mount cross-border raids into neighboring countries. Soldiers have to be drafted to assist the police in quelling township unrest, all because of the injustice perpetrated in the name of apartheid. The resentment of those suffering under this system has reached the point where violence seems unquenchable." "In this context," said Hurley, "thousands of young men found it utterly distasteful to be mobilized into the military machine designed to maintain this policy over the angry reactions of the victims." He indicated the full support of the Catholic Bishops' Conference for the End Conscription campaign. "The bishops were highly concerned," he said, "at the growing numbers of men facing a crisis of conscience caused by their conscription and the limited choices before them. These included either serving in an army they could not in conscience support, serving 6 years of alternative service as religious pacifists, serving six-year sentences as conscientious objectors, or leaving the country to go into exile. Therefore, said Hurley, we join our voices with those who have already asked for an end to conscription. By 1988, though it was becoming clear that apartheid might be on its last legs, the plight of objectors had not been substantially improved. A nationwide group of 143 young men simultaneously announced in several centres that they would not serve in the SADF because it upheld an unjust system. 19 of these, mostly university students and graduates, told a press conference in Durban on the 3rd of August that they were patriotic South Africans keen to make a constructive contribution to changing the country. They chose to announce their stand at Hurley's office and invited him to chair their media conference and to make some introductory remarks. He took the opportunity to warmly congratulate the group. I would like to express from the fullness of my heart my congratulations, my full moral support for them, and the intention to do all I can to further their cause. Given Hurley's strong support for conscientious objectors and his firm rejection of South Africa's military effort in the absence of any substantial efforts to promote genuine negotiations with the black majority, his attitude to military chaplains may come as a surprise. Should the church provide military chaplains? Should such chaplains be allowed to wear military uniforms and accept payment from the Defence Force? These issues were frequently debated by the bishops. On one occasion, when the argument had become intense, the full-time chaplains were summoned to a bishop's meeting. Father, later bishop, Reginald Corkett, said, I think we'd made them mad because we actually attended the meeting in uniform. All the bishops were there and they asked questions and embarrassed us and put the big sweat on us. It was a great surprise to Corkett and his fellow chaplains, who had tended to see Hurley as a strong opponent of their position, that, at the end of a lot of wrangling, it was he who said, Look, these men are only there because we put them there. We must give them our support. They've got to stay there. The majority voted in favour of that position. Corkett said, That was when I began to see what a just man he was. How he would always defend the underdog. Presumably, Hurley also gave this support because he was aware of how much anxiety there was among white parents about their sons in the army. This would have been exacerbated if the bishops had withdrawn the chaplains.
Dennis Hurley, Truth to Power, is an abridged version of Paddy Carney's book, Guardian of the Light. Copies can be ordered at the author's discount price of 150 Rand plus 25 Rand for packaging and posting to anywhere in South Africa from Paddy Carney, 031-201-3832 or 072-806-4417 or email him at pcarney@saol.com.
Thanks to Professor Douglas Evan, Truth to Power. And that was Chapter 8, Part 5 of it. And so you can get it, of course, from Paddy Carney out in Dublin. This is still Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And we are still in the year of mercy. And we have some good things coming up planned for the year of mercy. Of course, in June also we have the World Youth Day coming up in Poland. I hope you have registered. If you haven't, you need to actually get in touch with your youth office right now and find out how you can register, how you can be part of it. But you need to be there. You need to go and celebrate with other young people. Go and see the world. It's actually good for your soul too. This is the official World Youth Day hymn for the year 2016.
Oh, carry bombs of farmers are forgotten. Me was yelling, yes. Kiedy spędzimy sam szukana, wyszle ramiona wziąć, rany uleczyć krwią swoich ran. Nowe życie tnąć, błogosławieni, miłosierni, albowiem oni miłosierdzia dostąpią. Błogosławieni, miłosierni, albowiem oni miłosierdzia dostąpią.
Gdyby nam Pan nie odpuścił win, któż ostać by się mógł, lecz on przebacza przeto i my. Syna krwią zmazał wszelki dług.
Tym kroku wystawanym jest Jezus, mówi w nas Bóg. Niech to widzi świat. Więc odrzuć ręki wiernym bądź, swe kroki Panu złóż i ufaj, bo na przystał i wciąż żyje Pan Twój Bóg.
Blagoshaveni Milosherni. This is the official World Youth Day song for 2016. Blessed are the merciful. This official theme song for the 21st World Youth Day, which will be in Krakow this year. And this particular composition was actually selected from 94 propositions sent to the organizing committee, and its author is someone by the name of Jakub Blichas, who is actually a composer from Krakow. And the song debuted on January the 6th, 2015. It was sung by Alexandra Maciejewska, Katarzyna Bokuć, and Przemyslaw Klekowski. And it has been translated already into 15 languages. Of course, I was playing the Polish version there. And it has also had a number of covers as well. Go onto the website, www.krakow2016.com. And just click on English and go to the hymn. You'll be able to download the English version of it. So it's www.krakow2016 or Krakow, as some people say, krakow2016.com. Click on English and then go to the hymn. And that's where you will find this hymn for World Youth Day this year. And as I say, the translation in English is "Blessed are the merciful. I lift my eyes to the mountains. From where shall help come to me? My help will come from the Lord my God, for he is merciful. When we are lost, he searches for us to hold us in his arms. His holy blood will heal our wounds, to breathe new life into us. Blessed are the merciful, blessed are the merciful, for it is mercy that shall be shown to those who show mercy. Unless the Lord forgives when we fall, we wouldn't be able to stand. But he forgives, he pardons us all. Let us do the same. God paid our debts with the blood of his Son, who rose alive from the tomb. The Spirit within cries out to the world, Jesus is the Lord. For it is mercy that shall be shown to those who show mercy. So, cast aside your fear and have faith. Give your cares to the Lord and trust in him, for he has risen. The Lord your God is alive. And that chorus once again, blessed are the merciful, for it is mercy that shall be shown to those who show mercy. So that's the official World Youth Day theme song for 2016. And as I say, do go through to the website and you can download it right there. It's www.krakow2016.com. That's www.krakow2016.com. This is still Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and you are on Soft Options, the show that's more than a show on top, with me, Khanya Didabe.
calls and shower us with your blessings like waterfalls. Cause you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're Jehovah Jireh, my overprovider. I realize now that I'm older and wiser why you gave me the name Proverb from the Bible. So I was born to be one of your chosen disciples. Bless me with a super skill for hitting the booth and build the truth so I can do your will. So I can spread your name for the youth to feel and lessen the pain that only you can heal. Achievers of awesome greatness and to believers who fortune favors it. There's no secret, cause all it takes is that Jesus is Lord and Savior.
Oh yes, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored.
Hi, my name is Brian Letelier, and I'd love you to join me on a Monday evening between 6.30 and 8 o'clock. The program is in fact called A Time to Share. That's where we share the weekend's sporting results. We have a look with the editor himself at yesterday's Southern Cross. And then we may have interviews of interest from anything from a snake keeper to somebody who's invented a new form of cooler box. Join me Monday evenings, 6.30.
Moretsi wa Radio Veritas, yo no ke se tlholana sa batla se bo matobo ngwana mo tshwana a tlo thato wa ga mokwena are kopane la bobedi mongwe le mongwe go simolla ka ura ya bosupa go fitlhela ka ura ya borobedi maitsiboa le ka tsatsi la matlhatso go simolla ka ura ya bobedi mo tshegare go fitlhela ka ura ya bone are kopane go
khotso momamedi ka lebitso ke mohotlo masalwane ke nne no sentse ke kokota wena leng ho le haufi lapeng ofising koloing ya hao ke letse meng mantaha o molomong le la boedile leng leleng hora e le 10 le motso le mong o fihlela ka hora ya 10 le metso e mebedi ke nna le wena lenaneo lena la rona la letse meng.
Pope Francis initiated a year of mercy with the theme Merciful Like the Father. The Family Year Planner for 2016 has as its overall theme the Year of Mercy and the Family, building homes of merciful love. Every month there is a family-related theme, so see, read and share on the reflections on all of those themes. The calendars, well, for bulk prices, are only 350 Rand for 100 calendars. Individual selling price, R5 each. Visit www.mafam.org.za, 082-552-1275. Email me on info@mafam.org.za. It's worth it to be merciful like the Father.
And so we pray the chaplet of divine mercy at 3 o'clock here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. It's this month of January where we celebrated Epiphany, the month of the most holy name of Jesus. And Pope Francis, in his Universal Intentions, prays that sincere dialogue among men and women of different faiths may produce the fruits of peace and justice. In his Evangelization Intentions, the Holy Father prays for Christian unity, that by means of dialogue and fraternal charity and with the grace of the Holy Spirit, Christians may overcome divisions. That's the prayer intentions for this month of Pope Francis as we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
Let us now join together in reciting the Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
On us and on the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and divinity.
Father, I offer you
body and the blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Atonement for our sins, those of the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Mercy on us and on the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Mercy on us and on the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Of the My name is Father Victor Ngwenya, parish priest of Holy Rosary in Piri, Soweto. My favorite scripture quote is when Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest." John chapter 10, verse 10. Thank you for listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
Pope Francis initiated a year of mercy with the theme, Merciful Like the Father. The Family Year Planner for 2016 has as its overall theme, the Year of Mercy and the Family, Building Homes of Merciful Love. Every month there is a family-related theme, so see, read and share on the reflections on all of those themes. The calendars, well, for bulk prices, are only 350 rand for 100 calendars. Individual selling price, 5 rand each. Visit www.mafam.org.za, 082-552-1275. Email me on info@mafam.org.za. It's worth it to be merciful like the Father.
These guys, I'm going to kill them.
Are your security personnel tempting you to sin? MagTouch has several solutions to help with monitoring personnel movement as well as asset tracking. Trust one of our MagTouch systems to help monitor security guards, cleaning staff, sales reps, or any other personnel movement. Visit us on www.magtouch.co.za. That's www.magtouch.co.za.
Thank you.
official hymn for the Year of Mercy, Misericordia Sicut Pater, a song composed by Paul Inwood, and it was actually chosen out of 89 other compositions that were submitted for this competition, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization. And performing it there was the Sistine Chapel Choir. And the words give thanks to the Father, for He is good. He created the world with wisdom. He leads His people throughout history. He pardons and welcomes His children. And this is from Luke 6, verse 36. That's where you find this one. It's 3:30 here on Radio Veritas. Let's dance.
On the 11th of January, we remember Blessed William Carter, who died in 1584. Born in London, William Carter entered the printing business at an early age. For many years, he served as apprentice to well-known Catholic printers, one of whom served a prison sentence for persisting in the Catholic faith. William himself served time in prison following his arrest for printing lewd, that is, Catholic pamphlets, as well as possessing books upholding Catholicism. But even more, he offended public officials by publishing works that aimed to keep Catholics firm in their faith. Officials who searched his house found various vestments and suspect books, and even managed to extract information from William's distraught wife. Over the next 18 months, William remained in prison, suffering torture and learning of his wife's death. He was eventually charged with printing and publishing the Treatise of Schisma, which allegedly incited violence by Catholics and which was said to have been written by a traitor and addressed to traitors. While William calmly placed his trust in God, the jury met for only 15 minutes before reaching a verdict of guilty. William, who made his final confession to a priest who was being tried alongside him, was hanged, drawn, and quartered the following day, the 11th of January, 1584. He was beatified in 1987. It didn't pay to be Catholic in Elizabeth I's realm. In an age when religious diversity did not yet seem possible, it was high treason, and practicing the faith was dangerous. William gave his life for his efforts to encourage his brothers and sisters to keep up the struggle. These days, our brothers and sisters also need encouragement, not because their lives are at risk, but because many other factors besiege their faith. They look to us.
I am Bishop Joe Sandri from Wheatbank. You are tuned into Radio Veritas. Good news for a change.
Let's put our hands up like this. So we put our hands up as a sign of surrender to Jesus. To Jesus, who is the commander of the Lord's army. And the reason we go with Jesus is because he never retreats. He always advances. He never goes back.
Seja pan bile, bo Jesus, seja pan bile, bo Jesus, seja pan bile, bo Jesus, seja pan bile. But Jesus, but Jesus,
creator of heaven and earth, the first and the second birth, there's no one greater than you. You light up the universe, and darkness hides his face, there's no one greater than you. You're the strength for the weak, when they shout your name. You're the hope for today, when we do the same. Though the sun and the moon soon will fade away, you will never fade, you'll remain. Be glorified, be glorified, oh God. Be glorified, be glorified, for all the things you've done.
See ya, come, feel it.
Pambil, Be Glorified, of Lois Obala's 2014 album, Power, Love, Sound. Beautiful indeed. And you're listening to it on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top, on your only Catholic radio station in South Africa, Radio Veritas. And so we heard about our saint for today here on Radio Veritas on Soft Options. So it's, of course, the 11th of January. We're only 11 days into this year, 2016. It is 2016, yes. And a few things have happened today in history. But I'll tell you, because we're 11 days into it, this means we have 354 days remaining this year. So I don't know what resolutions you have made. You're already 11 days into the year. I hope you are starting some of them soon, or at least you've started, or you have plans to actually start. In Albania, they celebrate Republic Day today. In Morocco, it's Independence Resistance Day. In Nepal, it's Unity Day. In Puerto Rico, it's Eugenio Maria de Hostos Day. And the first ever lottery was drawn today in the year 1569. It was in England, and it was at St. Paul's Cathedral, and it was under the patronage of Queen Elizabeth I. The year was 1569. And it was on this day in the year 1922 when the first insulin to treat diabetes, well, the first use of insulin was implemented to treat diabetes in a human patient, and that was today in the year 1922. Of course, it was today in the year 1995 when an intercontinental aviation DC-9 with at least 52 people aboard crashed near Cartagena in Colombia, with only one survivor. Today, 1995. Here in South Africa, 1999 today, that's when the Truth and Reconciliation Commission refused amnesty to Gideon Nivote, who was a former police officer. And of course, he was refused amnesty for the death of Steve Biko. Thank you. On this day in the year 1992, that's when Paul Simon started his tour in South Africa. Of course, that's where he met up with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. He took them back with him, and they recorded this hit.
Somebody cry, why, somebody sing. Somebody sing, hello, somebody sing. Somebody cry, why, somebody sing.
Little manga, the song of my own. Little manga.
Somebody sing,
hello,
somebody cry, why, somebody sing,
hello,
somebody cry, why?
Kuluman is Israel.
Sing and then jump.
Why are you talking
So, as composed and produced for the album Graceland by Paul Simon, that's Homeless, with Paul Simon and Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Beautiful indeed. First recorded in 1986. And of course, today in the year 1992, 6 years later, that's when Paul Simon came to South Africa to visit. And of course, this particular song launched the international career of Ladysmith Black Mambazo and introduced Zulu's Isicathamiya music also to new Western audiences. Beautiful indeed. And of course, that's what made Ladysmith Black Mambazo go international. You go into the website even now, you'll see that all the concerts are always sold out. If it's your birthday today, you share it with many people that I've mentioned today, the people that we've spoken to also. You also share it with Alan Payton, author of Cry the Beloved Country, that a movie about the life of Steve Biko, born today in the year 1903. John Tengo Jabavu, you know him, Imvo Zabantsundu, he was the founder, and he was the second black matriculant actually in South Africa, and he was a well-known journalist, and he was born today in the year 1859 in Held Town. English singer Jamelia, born today in the year 1981. English writer Thomas Hardy died today in the year 1928. American Baptist pastor James Milton Carroll died today in the year 1931. New Zealand mountaineer, that's Sir Edmund Hillary, the first person to climb Mount Everest, in 1953. He died today in the year 2008. This is still Radio Veritas, 576 AM, with me, Khanya Didabe.
Come and get the door.
and this is just called Hamba Juba. Rebecca and Tepo here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. And so that's how we come to the end of Soft Options this Monday. And thanks to Akani Malobola. Thank you very much, Aki, for standing in here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. Last week, it was really great. And I know that you still do it again next time. So thank you very much for that. And so that's how we come to the end of Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. Akani Malobola up next, just after Simba Rashahonde brings you the 4 o'clock news. And so from me, Khanyedi Tabe, for now, ya khawla, ya, ya.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in...